The more I learn, the better swimmer I am, I'm not going to drown. So he will talk about, the Lord is going to talk about that in the next shloka. Shloka number 9. Janma karma cha me divyam. Yo veti tatvataha. Tyaktva deham punarjanmam. Neti mameti sorjana. Together. Janma karma cha me divyam. Yo veti tatvataha. Tyaktva deham punarjanmam. Neti mameti sorjana. So the Lord is saying, Janm and Karma, cha, birth and actions, Divyam evam, divine alone, Yo veti tatvataha, Yo who veti knows tatvata, the in essence, Tyaktva deham, gives up this body, Punarjanma, rebirth, na iti, does not, mameti, to me, so that Arjuna, he, Arjuna. So, that individual who knows that my birth, Lord is saying, my birth and my actions are both divine. In essence, that individual, he will not take rebirth. He will be free from this chakra of cycle of birth and death, and he will come to me. So, when we just read this, it kind of, you know, like, what is this? You know, his gem, birth and death are divine. You know, we know the Lord is divine. You know, his actions are divine. So how does that help me, you know, in knowing this? You know, we know the Lord. We know how revered he is. You know, his actions, it's good for everybody. So knowing that, how does that help me not to take rebirth again? As this physical body that we have, we know about the five elements. The space, air, fire, water, earth. So our body is made of these five elements. And then when we die, we go in the ashes, and then we take birth again. So as the saying goes, mitti se aaye the, mitti mein chale gaye, from ashes we come, we ashes, to ashes we go. And then everybody else comes from there. Lord's body is not made of these five elements. These so-called five elements are in Lord. And then his actions. I as Jiva, who has this five element body, I am doing an action based on my vasana. Based on my sabhava, all the previous tendencies that I have accumulated, and then as ahankar, as ego, I'm driven to do a particular action, and that action is bound to give me a result, and then based on this result, I'm either happy or sad. So again, Atma, the Ahankar, the Vasana, our mind, our sense organs, and the object. Atma has none of this. As talked about in the second chapter, Atma is unborn and cannot be killed. Atma is there all the time. While I am awake, while I am dreaming, and in deep sleep. And since Atma has no subtle body, it has no kartrutva or no doership attached to it. And since there is no doership, there is no result. And there is no result, there is no rebirth. It is there all the time. Whereas I, identifying with this subtle body, will do an action based on my vasana, and then a certain result will come. Then I'll be happy or sad. So this is what the Lord is trying to point out here. That individual who knows this, that he is not the physical body, he is in essence Atma, the real consciousness himself, is not the doer. The doer is the ahankara, the ego part. And that we don't realize in day-to-day life. Because I, the Atma, is so close to the ahankara, they're so closely attached, that I am considering myself as the ahankara. So the one who realizes this difference, realizes that there is no birth and there is no death. Tyaktva deham punarjanma. So he will give up that body, will not have a rebirth. And that individual comes to me. So giving up deha, again, all these actions, all these things that we do, tyaktva, when we give up deha, the body, doesn't mean that we burn ourselves or kill ourselves or damage ourselves. Anything that we do, when we do something, it begins with a thought in my mind. If I'm feeling hot, that feeling will come in my mind first. I'm feeling hot. And then this thought will come. I need to walk up and switch that fan on. And then I will do it. Then my feet will take me there. And then action will happen. So for any action to happen, first a subtle thought arises in the mind. With the thought, I can also choose not to do that action. Right? I have a thought, I choose to be a slave of that thought and do the action. Or with the right intellect and with the right knowledge, I can decide to do the right thing. So that's what he means here. We have to do in the right understanding, with the right knowledge, realize that I am not this body. And that is what he is talking about, tyaktva deham. You give up this idea that you have this body. Don't dwell on that thought. And this is the preparation we have to do. And once we understand all these things, then our question of rebirth, birth, where are we born, why are we born, it's not in our control, it is in my control, all these will be solved. This is true Advaita Vedanta. This is the thinking, this is the true knowledge we have to understand if we want to get the gist. So Arjuna is saying, Bhagwan, you are saying this, seems very difficult. You know, you make it so easy and so simple, but you know, to me it's very hard to do. You know, I have all these things, you know, all these people are standing in front of me, I have to fight, and now you're telling me to do all these things and realize, you know, has anybody been able to do this? I mean, what are you talking about? Sounds very impractical. The Lord is saying many people have done this. So So he's talking, going to talk about that in the next shloka.